The city of Fresno has reached an agreement with two local school districts to keep a handful of campuses open on weekends for community recreation. The deal, which was announced Monday, involves both the Fresno Unified and Central Unified school districts. The agreement aims to open 7 high school campuses by March, with an additional 7 to open by May. The campus grounds will be open between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekends. Fresno Unified School Board President Luis Chavez says the effort is a partnership between the districts and the city.
The great thing is about that is that it's not just simply opening up schools. It's also including some recreational opportunities for the communities around. We'll have fitness trainers. We'll have some health programs.
Chavez says his district has also invested in new safety measures, including high-definition cameras and additional lighting on the campuses. The city has come under intense criticism from community groups over the lack of park space in older parts of town. Chavez, who also works at City Hall as chief of staff for Councilmember Sal Quintero, says he hopes the city and school district will continue to work together as the city develops a parks master plan next year.
There are neighborhoods that are park deserts where they don't have facilities, and this ties in directly to the challenges we have with youth having too much time on their hands and not having enough places to go, or then they get involved in gangs and drugs and vandalism. And I really feel that this will be a great measure on preventing a lot of those challenges, because as we all know, you know, it's not just about suppression, it's about intervention and prevention, and this is one piece of that puzzle, so to speak.
City officials say the project will cost about $1.2 million and will open the equivalent of 340 acres of green space to city residents. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.